The following podcast contains strong language and adult themes and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised.
This joint has a better beer selection than I expected. Sure. Cheers! Well, I guess this used to be Las Vegas back in the day, so I'm not sure why I'm so surprised. This whole little... what do you call it? Is it a subdivision, suburb, town?
It's Hammer Falls. It's just a town.
Huh. You almost can't tell that just beyond those ridges there are spiders the size of Buicks, cyborg biker gangs, doomsday cults, even the occasional renegade Hulk smashing whatever's in their path.
We just pretend they're not there.
Huh, well, this corner of Zemo's kingdom is a real special place, huh?
Yeah, right.
They didn't open the beers, though. You gotta... neat. So that's what you're using your arrowheads for now, huh? Really bought in on the dream here. Wife, kid, two beds, two baths, a yard. Settle down among the good people here.
Yeah, good people here, all these good.
You okay? You look like you saw a ghost, Clint.
I think that.
You know that guy over there?
Never mind. Get to the point, Ringmaster.
Oh, just call me Maynard. You busted me enough times. Funny how time goes round and round. Boy, the old lines, the old roles, they're long gone. No one cares who robbed who busted who. Heroes, villains, we're all obsolete now. V-Day changed all that. The world moved on. Doesn't need our kind, not like that. But you and I, we can still have our uses. We still have value. I know what they took from you. But you lost that day. Who you lost. I know Zemo, Doom, the Thunderbolts. They all took something from you. But they took it from all of us, too. This world is missing something. Something vital and important. Stories. Legends. Myth. Tall tales. They used to talk about Paul Bunyan, Pecos Bill, John Henry. Their names used to ring out. Those legends built this country. No one remembers them now. But they can still remember Captain America, Iron Man, Thor, Black Panther, Black Widow. Hawkeye? Sure. The victors got to write the history, but maybe not all of it. We could remind the people of what they lost. They'd have legends again, something to believe in, something to aspire to. And you and I, we could give them that. A story so large, so fantastic, so amazing, their eyes will fall out of their heads, their minds will explode out of their skulls, and the money will fly out of their pockets. See, I have it all set up. You know that carnival that's in town? I've talked to the owner. You'd like him about adding a show, a fantastic show. And you would be the centerpiece, the star attraction. And we wouldn't just stay here in the kingdom. We'd take it on the road all over the country. Really spread the word. I know you need money. Well, everyone needs money. And there is money in this, lots of it. Think about what it could do for you. For your lovely wife, for that cute kid. Set them up for life. And maybe give them someone to look up to.
Leave my kid out of it.
Okay, Clint, but you're never going to find the Thunderbolts. They're in the wind, melted into the shadow. But this way, you can still beat them. Beat them and Zemo, Doom, and all the rest at their own game.
You don't know that.
I know this much.
You don't know that. You don't know what will happen.
This is how you win. Write yourself back into the story. You don't have to do it forever, I promise. A few weeks, maybe a few months.
What would I have to do?
Just play your part, my old friend. Play your part.
Yeah. I'm never gonna do that.
Marvel Entertainment and Sirius XM present Marvel's Wastelanders, Hawkeye. Chapter 1, Star Attraction.
Coordinated effort on the part of...
Captain America is dead.
Black Widow is dead.
Iron Man is dead.
Is
the
dead.
Red Skull has assumed the presidency.
The country is to be divided up into regions ruled by Baron Zemo, Dr. Doom.
Increase in sightings of Hulk on the West Coast.
Taskmasters eliminated a small faction of super-powered
rebels. Preparation for the 30th anniversary of V-Day.
Raid squad of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, under the orders of President Red Skull, stormed a refugee camp to root out terrorist
activity. Protests in Cedar City continue. Taskmasters have been deployed to quickly reestablish peace and ensure
the
ability.
Ultron technology, which is already well known for its
crime rates have dropped in the city of Hammer Falls to an all-time low.
The Brotherhood Traveling Circus is returning to Zemo's kingdom for a limited engagement. Praise the kingdom. Praise Zemo.
Stay around for the big show.
Best prizes in the kingdom. Shoot 'em up. Best prizes in the kingdom.
Step right up. Try your luck. Try your skill. Shoot Captain America 3 times. Win a nice prize. Step right up. Hey, you. Hey there, little lady.
Screw off, Carney.
You looking for something to do? You've been standing there like a tree for 5 minutes. What, this your first time at a carnival?
Yeah. So what?
Well, on behalf of the Brotherhood Traveling Circus Carnival and Ringmaster's Roadshow, welcome. Happy to have you.
You have to say all that every time.
Since you're here, take your shot. Hit the captain 3 times and you win a prize. Don't you want a nice prize, lady?
I'm not a sucker. That game is rigged. The games are always rigged.
I take offense at that. Don't I have an honest face?
You really want me to answer that?
This here is a game of skill, not chance. And you look...
What?
Like you got some skills in you.
If I play your little game, will you answer some questions for me?
If you play, I'll answer just about anything you want.
Whatever. How's it work?
Slap down 3 shiny Zemos, you get 3 shots. And you get 1 question for each shot, deal of the century. Okay, just grab the gun there and shoot the captain when he pops up. 3 bullseyes, you win a prize.
Everything here is trash.
Never said it was a good prize. I'm Junior.
Junior, huh?
And you are? Okay, then. Be mysterious. Nice shot! An eye like that, you could grow up and be a taskmaster.
The taskmasters are the worst. Just a bunch of dirty cops and dumb skull masks. All of them.
You better not let them hear you say it. They'll drag you over to the wasteland.
Let them, like I care.
You'll care when you're living under Doom's eye, that's for sure.
So my questions. You've been with the carnival a long time?
My dad runs it. So, yes, my whole life. That's 2! Forget Taskmaster, you could be the next Zemo.
Don't make me puke.
Talking trash about Taskmasters? Talking trash about King Zemo right here in Zemo's own kingdom? Living on the edge.
I'm not scared of Zemo. Who's scared of someone who hides away in a tower all the time?
He comes out. Sometimes.
Waving from his balcony on his birthday doesn't count. He's afraid to show his face. No one's seen it in years.
Well, I heard he's coming here in 3 days.
You're kidding.
Not at all. My dad reached out to him or something. They know each other from back in the day. Told him about the show, how they tell the story of V-Day. Got Zemo interested in seeing it, so he's gonna come see the show.
You like it?
The show? It's fine, I guess. I know how it ends, so...
Don't we all? Next question. You ever talk to him?
Him? Oh, the star attraction, the Hawkeye, he's not all that.
Yeah? Some kind of diva, huh?
He ain't real friendly, at least not to me, and definitely not when he's been drinking. Notice, you've asked way more than 3 questions.
Notice, you keep answering them.
Because I am a kind and generous fella. You impressed?
Yeah, right.
3 bullseyes! The little lady wins a prize!
Hey!
The little lady wins
a
prize!
Don't make a scene!
We got a winner here! Sorry, it's my job. Good shooting, though. You can pick anything from that row there. The plush Dr. Dooms are real popular.
That one row? You said...
I said you win a prize. Nothing about where it comes from.
So it is a scam.
It's a challenge, little lady.
You're like a year older than me.
You want to win one of the premium prizes? You got to get 3 more bullseyes. And it'll cost you 3 more Zemos.
Everything's a damn scam. Everyone's got their hands out grubbing for money. Everyone's a damn liar. Can't trust anyone or anything.
Well, it's not like anything's really illegal here in the kingdom. You know, like you said, if you can slip it past an Ultron or bribe a Taskmaster.
Do I look like I've got the cash to bribe a Taskmaster?
Guess not.
I got another question. You ever hear about anything funny going on around here?
It's a carnival. Everything's a little funny.
I mean, like, drugs, stuff like that.
I don't really know anything about any of that.
I don't know. A lot of folks in town have been talking that there's interesting stuff coming out of here. Stuff like hype?
I really don't know anything about that. Oh, wait. I heard something somebody was saying. It all went down a couple weeks ago, right? Right before the circus started up?
Yeah, right before you all came to town. How did you hear about it?
Like you said, people talk.
And what'd you hear?
I just heard that some kids got all hyped up at the high school around here, got some weird powers, but it went all crazy and stuff and blew up the joint. Were you there?
Do you know where someone could get their hands on some hype if they really wanted to?
You don't want any part of that.
You don't know what I want.
Well, I wouldn't know a single thing about any of that.
Yeah, well, this has been real fun.
Oh, you don't have to go.
I don't have to. I want to.
And after I've been so nice to you?
You took my money.
And you didn't even pick out a prize.
Save it for the next sucker.
Hey, wait. You want to see the show? I can get you in free of charge.
You can?
Just meet me over by the tent. I can get you a good spot.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, show starts in about 10 minutes. Just meet me right over there, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Nice to meet you, Miss... So mysterious. Step right up!
Welcome, Wolverine! Take out your frustrations! Whack a Wolverine! You, sir, step right up and back over and don't have a win a prize!
Hey! Get off me! Let go! Bobby?
That's Mama to you.
Oh, please. You're not my real mom.
I raised you. Put clothes on your back, food in your mouth. I'm your mama. And you're coming home, young lady.
Why does everyone keep calling me that?
Because you're too young to be wandering all over the blasted kingdom all by yourself. You're not gonna find anything good. Not here.
If you don't like it, go home.
I can still put you on your ass, girl. You know I can.
Fine. Mama? I'm 17 years old, and I know what I'm doing.
Says every 17-year-old, and they're always wrong.
Well, I'm not.
Walking around talking crap about Zemo right out in the open? Asking some random kid about hype? What if someone heard you? Reported it to an Ultron? You don't want to face a Taskmaster.
I don't care what anyone thinks. Especially you. You don't control me.
Then why sneak out? Why not just tell me you were coming here?
I figured the note explained it all.
Your note? This note? What does this explain, huh? You read it and tell me.
Bobby, I gotta go. Don't know when I'll be home. Don't know if I'll be home again. Take care. Like I said, explains it all.
Ash, I want to help you. I know what you're feeling.
No, you don't.
After what happened to Max...
I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about Max. I don't want to talk to you.
Ash, I'm sorry. I know you love them. I know what it means to lose someone close to you. What it does to you. Hammer Falls, the kingdom, it's not perfect, but it's been safe. It was a place to keep you and me safe.
How was I ever gonna really be safe? I go to school and learn one history. You tell me something different. You tell me about being an Avenger.
Keep your voice down.
But this is no world for heroes. You just fed me a bunch of lies.
You're young and you don't know what you're talking about. And whatever it is you think you're gonna find here, whoever you think you're going to find.
You were married to him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was. And you think I don't know who he is? What he is?
I barely remember him. He split on us 10 years ago. I barely know anything about me. Can you blame me for trying to find out?
If you want to know who you are, baby, all you ever had to do was ask me.
Who's my real mom, then?
I am your mother. In every way that counts.
You are not my mother. You are not my mama. As far as I know, you're just some lady who found me on her doorstep. You're nothing to me. Nothing. Now get out of my way.
Ash.
You! Mystery girl! Come on, the good seats are over here.
How many people are in here? It's so loud.
It is packed tonight. The big top seats a few hundred, but it always sounds like more. It's got echoes. These are the best seats. You can really see everything from here.
It looks like half of Hammer Falls is here.
The people here love us, and we love them. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. I am the Ring Master!
It used to be this big deal back in the day, too.
They used to call me villain, a monster, a criminal! In the time before, the dishonest time, the lying time, the bad old days, I struck terror into the hearts of men. But tonight, I am your host, your guide, your faithful servant, your humble master of ceremonies. I must tell you, it is good to be back here in Zemo's kingdom. We've taken our little carnival all over the districts, from Hulkland to the president's quarters back east, from the wasteland to the Gulf of Mexico, and everywhere in between. But coming here, to the kingdom of Zemo, it's like coming home. This is what you've been waiting for. Our main attraction! Yeah! Our big show! But before we bring him out, I have to set the scene. Let us go back. Back in our memories to the way the world was before.
See, back in the day, he could use that thing in his hat to, like, control people, control their minds.
And now it just makes pictures?
Yeah, like old school movies, but in the air.
The cities of yesteryear, teeming with people just trying to live their lives. Back to the world before.
It's almost like actually being there.
Founded on independence, individualism, the United States of America. But all was not well. As people tried to just live their lives, to scratch out a living, something stalked their every step. Something dogged their every move. They were being
hunted. Hunted by superheroes.
He can't be serious about this.
He's serious 7 shows a week.
Granted power by accident, or seizing it through arrogance and selfishness. The superheroes imposed their will on the world, acting as judge, jury, and executioner on simple, hard-working folks like myself, just trying to earn a buck. You've heard their names. Iron Man. Captain America. The X-Men. And the Avengers. It seems like their iron-fisted rule would go on forever. But finally, someone had enough.
Zemo.
Someone had to stand up for the little guy, for the hard-working stiff just trying to get by. Someone like Baron Helmut Zemo!
Zemo's a monster.
Shh. But Baron Zemo was one man. One solitary man. What could one man do? He could come up with a plan, but he needed help. Help from some of the greatest minds of his time. The Red Skull. Dr. Doom. Magneto.
It's like they're all really here, like Zemo and the others are standing right there.
We do put on a show.
You're proud of this?
All they had to do was work together, and once it was done, they would build a better world, a free world, a world where a man or a woman could chart their own destiny, pursue their own happiness without interference or anyone telling them they can't. A place where every man could be a king. But first, the heroes.
Clowns? They're all played by clowns?
Not all of them.
He's not out there, is he?
Not yet. Just watch.
Avengers, assemble! Captain America. Thor. Black Widow.
This is all wrong. So wrong.
But wait. There's one more. One more hero. One more true, noble soul. A legend in his own mind. Let me introduce you to Hawkeye!
There's your guy.
Hi, I'm Hawkeye, and I'm a hero.
Why is he wearing that blindfold?
He lost his sight.
What?
Back in the wasteland.
Our little, powerless, helpless Hawkeye. Give him a round of applause, friends.
And he's drunk. I can smell the whiskey from here.
For him? This isn't so bad.
Imagine it. A perfect spring day. The Avengers lounge in their fancy, expensive mansion. They frolic in the sun. But what's that? An alarm? Only one person notices. Only one person notices!
Hey, an alarm.
Were the Avengers about to let some supervillain have fun in their town? Rob a bank? Grab up some hostages? Not on their watch. They left their cocktails and suntan lotion to jump into the fray. Arrogant, reckless, selfish, so dumb. As soon as they got to the source of the alarm, they realized this was not a normal attack. All of their worst enemies were there, working together, and they were playing for keeps. Today, the so-called villains have a plan, and Baron Zemo had a secret weapon. His most trusted, most beloved, bravest, strongest warriors, the Fighting Thunderbolts. The Wily Beetle. The Clever Fixer. The Brilliant and Powerful Moonstone. The Powerful Atlas. The Deadly Songbird. You see, the Thunderbolts were the best part of Baron Zemo's plans, because the Avengers thought they were their friends, their allies. They thought they were there to help them.
Hey, Thunderbolts. Good to see you.
But they weren't. They turned the tide for the so-called villains. They fought with passion, with vigor, no holds barred, no quarter given. One by one, the heroes fall. Captain America, Scarlet Witch, The Vision, Ant-Man, Black Widow. All except one. Hawkeye had this one moment to turn the tide. One chance to save the world for the heroes. He draws back his trusty bow and takes aim at the brilliant leader. And he has this one second to save the world he loved. But he misses! Again! And Baron Zemo looked upon Hawkeye, useless, hapless Hawkeye, and took pity on him.
Take pity on me.
But how could Baron Zemo know that someday Hawkeye wouldn't want revenge?
No, Zemo, I'll never want revenge. I just want to tell your story, over and over.
Baron Zemo let Hawkeye live, to be a reminder of how the world used to be, and how it would never be that again. With that, the war was over. Baron Zemo became our beloved, benevolent King Zemo! He built this kingdom for you, for me, for all of us. He gave us Ultrons to watch over us. He empowered the Taskmasters to keep us safe. We're all villains no more. We're the victors. And today, that day, that fateful day, is our victory day. Come on, people. Let's give it up for the last Avenger, Hawkeye.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Hey, wait, it's not over yet.
Yeah, it is.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not, and you shouldn't be. That was awful. Awful.
Okay.
Those were people, real people, human beings who cared about each other and the world and tried to do right, and they're all dead now. Dead.
I know.
And this world, it's not right. The Ultrons aren't our friends, they're our jailers. The Taskmasters don't keep us safe, they keep us in line. We're not empowered, we're scared.
I told you, it's just
It's not just the show. They taught us the same story in school. This was so much worse, though. To see it like that? To hear people cheer? Maybe Bobby was right. Maybe I should go home. Maybe I can't do this. Maybe I shouldn't... No. Screw that. I'm not letting you in.
letting who in?
You wouldn't understand.
Look, we're people. We're not bad people. We're all just people trying to do the best we can. And you know what? Those folks who died, they were just people too.
I know.
Well, you still want to meet him? I can get you backstage to the performer tents.
Why would you do that after everything I said?
You got a nice face. A kind face. And maybe sometimes, I don't know, maybe I do want to be a hero. Be better than this. Just don't tell anyone, okay?
Okay.
Come on, little lady.
Ash. My name's Ash.
Nice to meet you, Ash. Come on. Hopefully you can catch him before...
Before...
Well, before he's too drunk to talk.
Get in there! That you?
Yeah, Daddy!
Come on in here. Got a question about your take.
Can I come back in a bit?
I said get in here. Now, Junior!
I better go see what my dad wants. You go on ahead. His tent is the third tent down.
Maybe you want to cut back? I know it's a gag and all, but tonight I didn't think you were going to actually finish the show.
Never mind.
Here's to fallen friends, broken enemies, and those who are a little of both.
Yeah.
And you are?
I have a message for him, from a fan.
Well, lucky you. He's in a good mood tonight.
Hey! Even with that blindfold on, you almost hit me!
That was a warning shot. Who the hell are you?
Hi, Papa. It's me. Ash.
Ash? What are you doing here?
I need your help, Papa. I need to kill someone.
Marvel Entertainment and Sirius XM present Marvel's Wastelanders, Hawkeye. Starring Stephen Lang as Hawkeye and Sasha Lane as Ash. Directed by Rachel Chapkin. Original sound design by 1000 Birds. Original music by James Harrison Monaco and Jerome Ellis. Written by Jay Hotham. Featuring performances by Jess Barbagallo as Max. Michelle Hurd as Bobby. Bobby Moreno as Junior. Tracy Toms as Kate. With Leah Delaria as Raven. And Joe Morton as the Ringmaster. Additional performances in this episode by Jim Conroy as Senior. With additional voices performed by Elizabeth Bartley, Dan Fink, Hayward Leach, Marcella Lentz Pope, Eric T.D., and Bruce Wynant. Produced by Jenny Rattlet Mast, Brad Barton, M.R. Daniel, Larissa Rosen. Our associate producer is Lydia Smith. Our production manager is Libby Felch. Assistant director is Kayla Stokes. Casting by Candace Alostiza. Casting associates Bernadette McGren and Bailey Oliver. Audio post-production by 1000 Birds. Our lead sound designer is Jackie Zoe. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Torin Geller, Haley Livingston, KT People, and Jackie Zoe. Dialogue editing by Tom Barrett. Our audio post-producer is Alex Bernicole, and our executive producers are Gwen Frayling and Kira McKnight. Additional engineering by This Is Sound Design, Rumble Audio, Studio Awesome, and Roger Heiss of Tone Zone Recording. Original score composed by James Harrison Monaco and Jerome Ellis. Production legal by Chad Russo and Ramo Law PC. Payroll services by Violet Romero and ABS Payroll. Our line producer is Alex Levine. Executive produced by Dan Buckley, Joe Quesada, Sarah Amos, Daniel Fink, Stephen Wacker, Ellie Pyle, and Jill DeBuff. Special thanks to Eric Berryman, Joelle Blackman, Dan Hartley, Ian Lassiter, John Lavelle, Mike Miller, Nidra Sulitaire, Christian C., Ryan Sweeney. The character of Hawkeye was created by Stan Lee and Don Heck. My name is Tim Rose. Marvel's Wastelanders Hawkeye is a production of Marvel Entertainment and Sirius XM in association with Wave Runner Studios. For more information, visit marvel.com/wastelanders. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. On the next episode of Marvel's Wastelanders, Hawkeye.
You remember Max?
Kid who lived down the block. You went to first grade together.
And second grade, and third grade, and every grade. And everywhere.
You were pretty close.
More than close. They were a part of me. I loved them, and they loved me.
The cards speak to me. About the past, the future, about you.
What do they tell you about me?
Draw a card and find out.
Killing people.
What?
I told you. I told you vengeance is a nasty business. You want to know what happened the night I left? Let me tell you about someone I killed. Abner Jenkins.